Illinois is a reliably blue state. Democrats have won the land of Lincoln in every presidential election since 1992. But when you look at a map, there's a lot of red at the county-by-county level. In 2016, the greatest number of counties in Illinois actually went to Trump. But the more populated places like Chicago, Rockford, Peoria, a lot of the suburbs, went to the then Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, along with some college towns like Urbana-Champaign, home to the state's largest university. So we wondered, what's it like being a Democrat in the redder regions of Illinois, and how are Democrats there feeling this time around? Our guests now all represent Illinois counties that went for President Trump in 2016, some by a lot wider margins than others. Pam Davidson is the chair of the Knox County Democrats, where President Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by about 3 percentage points in 2016. We're also joined by Nikita Richards, who's chair of the McLean County Democrats, where Trump beat Hillary Clinton by just over 1 point. The other end of the spectrum joining us are Dan Sidwell, who's the chair of the Bonn County Democratic Central Committee. President Trump defeated Clinton by 38 points in Bonn County. And last but not least is Courtney Young. She's the founder of the Young Democrats of Franklin County, also a law student. And President Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 45 points in Franklin County. And in fact, the last Democrat to win there was Al Gore. So, Pam, Nikita, Dan, and Courtney, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Pam, I'm going to begin with you. And I should say, we're all on Zoom, so please, listeners, bear with us as there are, you know, sometimes delays and things like that in our conversation. But Pam, I want to begin with you. This is your first convention. You're actually a delegate from the 17th District. How are you feeling about this being a virtual convention this year?
As being my first convention, I really don't know anything about being there. Virtually, but it has been a really great experience being at the watch party and seeing other delegates for Illinois. It's been phenomenal. And hearing all the speakers during the caucus, I have been revived. I have been woken and ready for this fight in November. And I think they did a wonderful job at the convention on making sure that we are educated and we're hearing from dynamic speakers. So yes, I'm truly enjoying it.
Yeah, and I want to ask about the selection of Senator Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's running mate. What do you think that's a good choice for the Democratic Party in 2020?
I think it's a phenomenal choice. She is a strong, educated woman, born of Asian and an African-American Jamaican. So she is a person that can reach out to our to people that of different cultures and background, but still understand what's going on within the communities. And this is the first time we've ever had a running mate from the California area. She is going to be just one of the keys of uniting this nation.
And so we asked people earlier this week in our Text the 21st group about this selection. Joyce from Champaign texted us, "She'll liven things up. I like her, maybe a bit too left, but that's what the legislature is for, to keep things within reason." While Wendy from Rock City says, "I think it was a wise choice because Kamala has experience. Being a centrist might balance the voting base to capture the middle of the road Reds." Just about a minute before we need to take a break, but Dan, what are you hearing from people in Bonn County? Is Senator Harris on the ticket going to lure, as Wendy put it, middle of the road Reds?
I do believe it will. You know, she's a very smart lady. I think we need her mentality in the White House as well. I think she'll be able to take on President Trump and Vice President Pence. You know, I think between her and Biden will make a great team because they are not exactly alike. And I think that's what we need. You know, I think we need someone on both ends of the spectrum to make this gel a little bit better. I do think that it's going to pull out some vote that maybe we wouldn't have got before. You know, a lot of minority vote, I believe, will help help in this election. Obviously, President Trump is not been the best person to any minority group. So, you know, I think the pick of Camilla will be very, very good for the party.
Okay. Well, we need to take a quick break. We're going to continue this conversation with Democrats who are living in the sort of Republican areas of Illinois. You're listening to the 21st. Stay with us. More to come after a moment. Welcome back to the 21st. We're talking now about blue state, red counties for shorthand. We're talking to Illinois Democrats who live in the Trump parts of the state that at least went for President Trump in 2016. We've been speaking with Pam Davidson, who's chair of the Knox County Democrats and a Biden delegate for the 17th Congressional District. Also Dan Sidwell, chair of the Bond County Democratic Central Committee. In a moment, we're going to hear from Courtney Young, founder of the Young Democrats of Franklin County in Southern Illinois, and Nikita Richards, who's chair of the McLean County Democrats. And Nikita, before the break, we were talking about the selection of Kamala Harris, who is, of course, scheduled to speak tonight at the DNC. How is her? What do you think of her selection personally, and how is she playing in McLean County?
I will tell you that there was such a sense of pride that swelled over me with this nomination. I was on the edge of my seat, and to see that Joe Biden selected such a sought after, well equipped, just well balanced a running mate was rewarding. I have to tell you that in the year of the woman, this is the time for people who have been pushing for more women to be elected to congressional and higher seats, that I truly believe that with this nomination, Kamala Harris will help those who or will inspire those who want to carry out that agenda to push more women, especially women of color, into seats of or positions of influence in politics. She could certainly, with her experience as a former prosecutor, attorney general, and senator, she could certainly help to loop in those voters who are interested in policy issues such as, you know, police reform, racial inequality, or even women's rights. So I'm more than excited about this opportunity for us to have our first woman of color as a vice president. I think about the shoulders that she stands on, you know, being that of Shirley Chisholm with her bid for president. And though our nation may not have been ready then, I certainly believe we are ready and able to elect such a candidate now.
And do you think she increases Democratic support in McLean County? Do you have a sense of that?
In McLean County, I do. We're hearing on the ground, people are excited. People are excited. As we're gearing up to help push and elect Democrats up and down the ballot. You know, everyone wants to know about the Joe Biden and the Kamala Harris ticket, and they want more information, and they're beating down our doors. So we're having a little bit of a challenge keeping up with the interest. So, but in McLean County, yes, we're excited about it.
Interesting. Of course, McLean County was the narrowest of the 2016 Trump over Clinton margins, just over 1 point that he won there in 2016. Courtney, it's the opposite story in Franklin County. And you've talked about leaving for college from what you thought of as a blue county and returning to find that it had swung in the opposite direction. How did that happen?
Brian, it was interesting coming back. I was gone for 3.5 years for school. And when I left, Franklin County was a very deep blue county. I never imagined that it would turn any other way. And when I came back, it was so far in the red. I didn't realize that I came back to the same place I'd grown up in. And
what
I don't know.
What do you think caused that? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if that's frustration from the people that, you know, we at the time were having issues with jobs, and the job market in Franklin County was, you know, struggling at the time, and they wanted to change. A big issue down here is taxes. A lot of the people down here feel that the Democrat Party taxes too much, particularly in Illinois. So that's where a lot of the frustration comes from here. And I think that that was a big factor in people flipping to the Republican Party. But those are all things that are, you know, a necessary evil in order to maintain our current state. So I think at this point, it's a matter of, you know, talking to more people, getting them more educated on, you know, what the party's goals are, and where we intend to go in the future.
Dan, I want to ask you, President Trump won your county, Bond County, by 38 points in 2016. I think a lot of Democrats were stunned on election night, November 2016. Were you surprised by the outcome that day?
I wouldn't say I was totally surprised, but I was surprised at the margin. You know, I thought we'd pull better numbers than that. I think people in my area, in my county, are just kind of fed up with the politics of it. And that's why I think we have to change our game a little bit. We need to start pulling in the younger voters, the minority voters. You know, it's just like people have just kind of forgotten about those areas in my district for a while. And we really need to get back to the basics of things and get our county turned around. But yeah, I'm not totally surprised, because we have also went from blue to red. We've been, you know, kind of 50-50 for the longest time, but when I was younger, it was all blue, and we really have swung the pendulum now into a red county. So we got our challenges ahead of us, but the only thing we can do is keep fighting and keep working and keep trying to recruit younger members.
Are there any particular issues that are most salient with people in your district?
Yeah, I believe we do have a racism problem that needs to be addressed, and with the current status in our country, it has brought some light to that. I think people need to look at their unconscious bias a little bit and try to figure that out, because although, you know, they won't come out and say it, their actions show it. And I think we really got to get that under our hand and get that taken care of, because a lot of people don't even realize some of the things they say that hurt people. And that's been a big issue and something I've really been looking at really hard in our county here in the last year or so. So I think that's one of our bigger problems. Other than that, I think the drug problem is out of control.
What's the drug of choice down there?
Seems to be the heroin at this point. You know, and you know, some federal assistance on that would be great. But it doesn't seem like we're getting a whole lot of help. You know, the last few years in Illinois, we haven't really had much help either, until we have the new governor, J.B. Pritzker, who has done a wonderful job, although some may not think so. He has come in and done everything that the gentleman says he was going to do, and has done a fabulous job, in my opinion. You know, we just really got to get those two issues under control. I think that will help out our society quite a bit. You know, racism seems to be running rampant, and that's not just my county. That's seems to be throughout most of the state. So I think that's a big problem.
So that's Southern Illinois, Bond right. County, and we just heard about Franklin County. Let's shift up a little bit further north in Knox County, where Pam Davidson is the chair of the Knox County Dems. What are the issues that activate people up there? What issues do you hear from people that they are most concerned about with in that area?
Right now is the pandemic and the COVID-19. People are scared, even though our numbers is not as large as like the Cook County areas, but we've had a rise in numbers, and they feel that Trump should have started way before and acknowledged that people need to wear face masks and be, you know, just stay home and be safe, even though we have a lot of yard signs throughout the county, out in the county, but not really in the city, that Pritzker sucks the life out of small businesses, but he saved people's lives by encouraging them to wear face masks and to stay home. But in Knox County, out in the county, they voted heavily for Trump, but in the city, Hillary won. But in the primary, Bernie won. So there was a large dividing within 2016. So a lot of people didn't vote. The turnout numbers was lower in the city of Galesburg. So that's what made Trump to carry the full county, which he his numbers were higher out in the county. So I think as the party, we are pulling people together, uniting people. And when Senator Bernie spoke at the convention, he brought that, like, our biggest thing is to get Trump out of office. And I think it's going to be different this time because it's going to unite the Democratic Party, especially within Knox County.
Hmm. Only a few minutes left in our conversation. Courtney, I want to ask about that because there's this narrative out there that younger voters in particular were more enthusiastic about other Democratic candidates like Bernie Sanders, or maybe they're more closely aligned with the AOC contingent of the party than that of Nancy Pelosi. Do you think that Joe Biden has enough appeal to young voters? Are Democrats doing enough to reach out to young voters? Yourself accepted, of course, as the founder of the Young Democrats of Franklin County.
I think that the Democratic Party still has an issue with taking the time to actually listen to young voters and what they want and what they want to see in the party. As far as Joe Biden's concerned, I think that Democrats in general are happy to see him on the ticket, but young Democrats in particular probably would have preferred a more progressive candidate. But that's where Senator Harris balances out the ticket. So she's a little bit more progressive than Biden is, and hopefully will bring that balance to bring Trump out of office and put the Democrats back in.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we're almost out of time here, but Nikita, I want to ask you about something in McLean County there that we heard Pam say a moment ago, how the difference between sort of the city in Knox County, which is Galesburg, versus the county vote. There's obviously a large university population in McLean County with Illinois State. And, you know, we've heard concerns with there, and particularly about U of I and Urbana-Champaign, that maybe with some college students not being on campus this fall, staying, you know, home with their in their home counties, that might affect Democratic turnout in those areas. Nikita, is that a concern for you in McLean County?
I think it's very fair to say that, yes, that is a concern, but I am extremely happy to have relationships with Illinois State University. So I have the ability to connect and find out what the university is doing to combat COVID-19's effect on our student engagement. And I will tell you, just they've done an amazing job. The Center for Civic Engagement there have been hosting campus voter registration drives and informationals. And so though, you know, COVID-19 exists, they are being very avid and proactive as it relates to making sure that students are aware and not making it partisan, but just making sure that students don't forget that this is a very important election, so as every election. You know, and one of the things that I think I was most concerned about was the removal or the lack of on-site testing machines that Illinois State University was promised. I believe they were supposed to receive three of them. And then suddenly, prior to students moving in, the federal government decided, for whatever reason, HHS decided to not produce those machines. And so that was one of my concerns, that as a parent of someone who will, you know, be a college student soon, I talked to other parents who had children or students that were moving in on that Friday, and their concerns were, well, I would have felt more comfortable had those machines been there, you know, and knowing that my, or the testing sites would have been there and had my students be able to get tested frequently should they choose, instead of having to go to our local drive-through testing site, which can be difficult for some students who struggle with transportation. So that was one of our concerns. But I will tell you, you know, in addition to the great work that the Center for Civic Engagement is doing at ISU,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do have to leave it there. I want to thank Nikita Richards of the McLean County Democrats, Dan Sidwell of the Bond County Democratic Central Committee, Courtney Young, founder of the Young Democrats of Franklin County, and Pam Davidson, who's chair of the Knox County Dems. Thank you all so much for being with us to talk about red counties in a blue state. And that is all the time we have for the 21st today. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.